Lessons from the Lev, Parshas Bereishis, Haba Aleinu Latova. We get to start a new sefer, a new season of Lessons from the Lev. This week, Mirtz Hashem, a important lesson. It is right after Isru Chag, and everyone, I'm sure, is thinking about how they can better themselves through the amazing days of the Chagim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and finally Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. So I hope that this message will resonate with you as it has with me as well. The beautiful Ein Beis HaShoeva, like remnants of Sukkot, but written by the great Rav Schwab, Zechet Zag Levracha, the head of a Breuer's community in Washington Heights for many, many years. Was just reading about him. So it's interesting that this is the Dvar Torah that I've chosen. I was reading a very interesting idea that the Yekis had a minhag in Germany. They did not dance with the Torah in the same way that we are customary do it, the seven hakafas. We think that that's just this is only a few hundred years old. And in Germany, Rav Hirsch tried to institute it. And once Rav Schwab came to America and Washington Heights and saw everybody was doing it, they tried. It's a very different way that they do their hakafas. But again, trying to instill the simcha of Simchas Torah in it. So here Rav Schwab has a beautiful piece where he says a very, very important point that certainly I missed the many years that I've been looking at this pasuk. We know that, of course, Adam and Eve are created in our parsha in Bereishis, and it says that in order for Eve to be created, we know the Gemara tells us in the Ervin that on Daf Yud Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed woman out of the side, out of the rib of Adam, who was originally created with two sides. Upon that, it says, Vayipol Hashem Elokim tir dama al Adam. Put him to sleep. Vayishan vayikach achat mitzalotav vayiskor basar tachtana. So we see that Hashem casts Adam asleep into a deep sleep upon the man that he slept, and he took one of the sides of his flesh in his place. Rav Schwab beautifully points out, and this is a piece, as I said, in the Me'ein Beit Shoeva, but is also, you can find this piece as well in the beautiful Perish on Tefillah, Rav Schwab's Perish on Tefillah as well. And here says Rav Schwab the following pashut a question, pashut a point. V'hinei chazal tiknu, we know that when it comes to, we'll get to the idea of the bracha of hamarvir shena, we'll have a discussion about this bracha a little bit later on, but he says, it's interesting to point out that this shena, which we experience every morning when we wake up, this deep sleep and we wake up from it, lo hadernu hakasov shinit orer mitir damato. At no point does the next pasuk say, oh, and by the way, now Adam woke up and he sees that he has a ezer kenegdo. Merovas kan ki ilu adam adayin yirdam. Man is still sleeping. Hine shel kalfei zuchut hadat. And when it comes to the zuchut of the dat of the mind, something happened over here that there was some portion of, if you will, sleep that was not given back to him. The rock and only Klal Yisrael hit aruru meha tirdama haruchanit be'et amdam lefnei har Sinai v'kibbutz haTorah v'zachinu. There is this spiritual awakening that no one except the Jewish people were given. And that was only given at Mamon Har Sinai to the Jewish people to spiritually be awakened. The moment that Adam was put to sleep, he was awoken physically, but spiritually that sleep stayed until the Jewish people were given this great gift. And then he asks the following question. Seemingly, as he points out, again, both here and in the Sefer on tefillah. The bracha, which is our last of our brachas of Birchos HaShachar, Mevir She'eino Me'einav Usuna Me'afapai, the person who removes sleep, the Rabbeinu Shalom, who removes sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids. So he explains that there are a lot of difficulties in this bracha. First, he feels that this bracha is problematic, number one, he says, because Hine, bracha zu, hi shevach al ma shitorer. God woke us up in the morning. The first thing we say every single morning, Moedan lefanecha, shechazati binishbati. V'hu ha-davar ha-rishon shela adam mide yom biyomo. And if this is true, v'im kein, lama tiknu bracha basov kol ha-brachos. It should be the first bracha we say. We've already said, pokeach ivrim. We've already said, malbish arumim. Especially the Gemara and Brachos who said, we did this as we were doing the items. I'm about to put my clothes on, I make the bracha. Right? I'm putting my shoes on. Shatzali kol tzarki. So where does this bracha belong? Question one. Question two. Ma inyan hit gilanu b'torasecha. This bracha is a bracha achrita. We know from probably Shavuot's morning, everybody likes to scream out to tell, don't say amen after hamid yoshena, shh, because it's a bracha achrita. Where does the vihi ratzon come in? Shitagalena b'torasecha, dabbeinu mitzvosecha. What does this have to do with the Torah that God woke me up this morning? And finally, kashal chitima bracha. What does gomel chasadim tovim le'amo Yisrael do? What chesed did Hashem do for us? With all due respect, he did chesed to everybody. He didn't just wake me up this morning. There are plenty of non-Jewish people who are up this morning. I see many Arabs who woke up this morning. V'chol rak le'amo Yisrael gomel chasadim. There must be something very special here. So he says, I have to explain that there is a tremendous chesed that Hashem does for the Jewish people every morning that he does for no other people. We wake up, hit orer mi hat rama haruchanit asha kol she'ein mi anshe adayin shakuaba. The Jewish people wake up every morning from spiritual slumber as well. Physical slumber, yes, but spiritual slumber. Maybe that's why there are two types of sleep here. He removes sleep from our eyes and slumber from our eyelids. The Sveidinim, the two types, one is physical awakening and one is spiritual awakening. The Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem says to Hashem Zachinu Lit Orer, you were zoicha this morning to wake up on a spiritual level. Asher Kol Shar Min HaAnshe Adayin Shekuin Ba. Vayusha Kazeh, that is, makes sense now, the bracha. To what do I want you to do with this spiritual awakening? Sheitagaleinu B'Sorah Secha. I want you to learn my Torah. Be oisek in it. And therefore, that's the great chesed that God did. And that's why we end the bracha, hagomel chasadim tovim, lit orer, to wake us up from this spiritual slumber that we were in. And dafka, it's only on Yisrael. And that makes sense, he writes, that we say later on, in uvalatzion, yirotzom, shenizke v'nichya v'nira v'nidrash tova bracha. V'nira, he says, sarach bir, why is it nira? So what are we seeing? Again, this idea of the spiritual awakening. Says Rav Schwab. And that is the beauty of this. He expounds upon this idea in his Sefer on Tefillah. And Rav Schwab says that Adam, at the original state of creation, was divided into two, man and woman. This dual Adam HaRishon. But he was able to perceive as Adam before Eve was created, before Chava, was able to perceive the Shechina. Milo kol ha'aretz kivodo. And when he was put under anesthesia, when he was put under anesthesia, there was a tir dama, a deep sleep. And his counterpart, Chava, did not regain the state of super awareness of the presence of Hashem. And all humanity would follow and remain the same of this limited state until Matan Torah. Kriyas Yamsov, says Rosh Rab. Malchusecha ra'u vanecha. The children will be able to see the spiritual awakening. And he tells a wonderful story. It's interesting. In the Sefer on the Parsha, he says, Shamati b'shem gadol echad. And here he writes in the Sefer, I'm so happy to know who it is, his Rebbe, the great Rav Yeruchim Levavitz. I just heard one of the great Mashkichim. We remind ourselves, as we're talking about Rav Yeruchim, the great Rav Nissim Karelitz, Zecher Tzadik Livrachos, Lavaya was yesterday here in Eretz Yisrael, one of the great Gedolim who ran the Chazon Ish Kolel. After the Chazon Ish, it's very difficult to lose such a great leader. So Rav Yehuda Lovitch was telling the story about who Rav Yeruchim was. It was called a Malach. And he says the way where we knew that he really was a Malach was that his wife even called him a Malach. Even at home, in the privacy, he was a Malach. So the Mir Mashkiach says the following story Rav Schwab heard from him. He said there was once an institute for people who were blind from birth. They lived in this institute, married, worked, led full lives. There was a famous professor of ophthalmology who came and visited the institute and said, I need one volunteer for a new operation which I developed. He said, this procedure will restore your eyesight. But unfortunately, at this stage of what we're working on, you can only see for about 24 hours. And it is a very painful surgery. Everybody in the home said, we're not interested for such a difficult surgery that's going to be so painful to see for only 24 hours. However, one person did volunteer. He had the operation for the first time in his life. The man saw the world. He saw faces, his wife, his children smiling, colors, flowers, trees, houses. During the day, he saw this new thing called the sun. At night, this new thing called the moon and the stars. He saw the world. And that night when he went to sleep, he awoke as blind as he always was. However, it was this experience that he experienced as the leader of the Institute of Blindness, because now he knew the way everything looked. People went up to him and said, explain to us, what did you see? What is yellow? Can you explain to me yellow? What does that look like? What's the sun? Explain to me. Says Yeruchim, the mashal is Klal Yisrael in history. Mankind was remanded with tirdama. We have the privilege of seeing Malchut Shamayim, Hashem's kingdom, during our experiences. We heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha in Matan Torah. We perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such clarity that the Torah tells us in Devarim, Ata Horesa Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado. That line we open with twice on Simchas Torah is because we see, we are bestowed and showed Hashem's glory. Rashi comments, Kishenoshon HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah Patach Lahem Sheva Rikim the row. Shehu Yechidi. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He opened up the seven heavens, and we were able to see that He is one and only Him. We understood the presence of Hashem, which is something that is so difficult to see. Yes, we slip back to Tirdama, ordinary life. But we have to remember, Malechas Goy Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh. And therefore, says Rav Schwab, he ends at the Bracha of Amvir Shena, in its broadest sense, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for awakening us, albeit for a short time, for short periods of time, for being able to see Hashem in this world. And we have to remind ourselves of those experiences that we have, of being able to see Hashem in this world. And I think that this mashal is the way that many of us probably feel at this time. We have the sense of an awesome and amazing experience of these days. And especially for many, the time right after Yom Kippur that led into being in the sukkah, being with our families and experiencing bliss. yes, some different types of bliss with our children all together and everybody wanting something else. Sargid Labanim, I get it. But what do we do now on a regular day? It's Yom Revi'i L'Shabbos now. It's regular. I mamish felt right after Simchas Torah coming home, mamish was, it was like Hashem couldn't have made it any better. I walk in, the freezer's leaking, there's a leak, like, we're back to regular time. The kids are like, I could take the sukkah down, but only tonight. Like, oh, we're back. It's regular life. And I think that this bracha is supposed to remind us every day, and the incident of Adam HaRishon, is that we have to remind ourselves that we are unique. We might be going back to work today, but we got to bring with us Simchas Torah. And we have to take those days that we've had, those experiences, and say, what am I doing with those days? I listened to an inspirational song, a talk. What am I doing with those, what I call blips on the screen? How am I translating them into my yom-yom and making my spiritual awakening one that stays with me and is not just something temporary? The true sign of a great shir is when people actually change and do something. The sign of a great magid shir is telling people, do this, try this. And people come to him years after and say, you know, I changed my davening because every day I started doing this. And we have to take with us those experiences. And that's what this time of the year, Dafka, is about. The last words of the Torah, someone just related to me, said that Rabbi Kefet said this, is of course, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. We have to be quite certain that everybody that's watching us all the time, pretend those cameras are all around. Every movement is there. Just had a worker here who just said to me, he was in Germany, some incident happened in the airport, and he was stopped, and they said, do you know what goes on in the airport? We know every movement from the moment you walked in. We know everything that happened. So don't tell us the real story, because we know the story already. That's Hashem. Everybody's watching you. What's your Le'enei Kol Yisrael? What are you doing? Just tell a final story. I probably have told this story before. Back in my recruiting days at Lev HaTorah, we had a student, potential student, who came, and he's sitting in my office. I don't normally interview people, but it was a very busy week, so I was interviewing. And he said, can I ask you a question, which normally you don't get? I was very intrigued. And he said, it seems like a wonderful yeshiva, but I don't think it's for me. I said, well, can I ask you why you think it's not for you? Why have you decided that already? And he says, because you seem to have a lot of great spiritual awakening moments. I see you have a Tish over here on Thursday night. You have a Seder Nigunim over here. You have this special speaker coming on Thursday to inspire the guys. But he says, those are just blips on the screen. I want to go to a yeshiva that's all spiritual all the time. And I said to him, and I had to think quite quickly, I said, those might be blips on the screen, but you have to connect the dots. You know that famous connect the dot game that you kids play, and they say, oh, look at that, it's a spaceship. Look at it. There's something there, but we don't connect the dots often. We go to a great shiur, and we just leave and say, wow, that was a great shiur. But we don't do anything with it. Wow, I just had such an inspiring tefillah. That was amazing. What a simchas. How do I include that as part of my life? I just should go back to the regular person. It's difficult. Something that we have to work on, Amir Tzashem. With this idea, maybe we'll change our bracha every day of understanding Hamivir Sheinai. We're thanking God that we are Jewish and that God gives us the opportunity to have spiritual awakenings all the time. And it's through His Torah, which we accepted upon ourselves. Kashuli Predaskim, those last words, the famous Rashi, God didn't want us to leave, but He's not saying, as Rav Asher Weiss says, goodbye. He's saying, I'm going to come with you if you let me have you. And that's why we have this holiday, says Rav Asher Weiss, Dafka, the holiday of Simchas Torah, was included as Shemini Atzeres because we give him a gift, and it's our Torah, our seal of the Torah every year, and are continuing right away with Bereishis. Make this be the year I learn now Bereishis this year with a new Perish, something new. A Devar Torah every night on the Parsha. I can't do Shnayim Mecharav. Something that we bring to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and say, I want you to be together with me. I know the Preda is hard, and therefore you're going to join me in my city with me. And yes, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaGoyim El Chasadim Toivim. It's a great, great Gimilus Chasadim that Hashem gives us, the ability to be spiritually awoken. Where we zoche to see the true spiritual awakening and get many, many blips on the screen this year and connect the dots. That should give us nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shalom and build the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi v'mehir v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.